For many Americans, communist leanings often hold negative associations. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kristen Godsey, professor of gender and women's studies at Bowdoin College, debunks some of the myths associated with being a communist.
Since 2010, I've been working in the Bulgarian archives and conducting oral history interviews with octogenarians that fought against Nazi-allied Bulgaria in the Second World War. My research focuses on a British officer and a family of Bulgarian partisans, whose youngest member was Elena Lagodinova. At the age of 14, she became the most junior female partisan fighting against the Axis powers in her country. In January of 1944, a 23-year-old Captain Frank Thompson parachuted deep behind enemy lines to organize British supplies for the Bulgarian resistance. Frank Thompson and Elena Lagodinova both fought on the Allied side of the war, risking their youth to crush fascist aggression in the Balkans. But they were also communists, idealists who believed that cooperation between Europe's working classes would ensure a future without social injustice and war. One lost a brother, the other lost a life. 70 years after the end of the war, how do we remember men and women like Thompson and Lagodinova? My research investigates the contemporary politics of memory about World War II and how the sacrifices of those who fought on the left side of history are ignored, belittled, or demonized because of their political affiliation. Rather than celebrating their heroism, the memory of many communist partisans is tarred with the black brush of Stalinism. Instead, new monuments and days of commemoration for the victims of communism memorialize their murderers. By reducing all communist ideals to the terrors of 20th century Stalinism, we lose our ability to understand how these ideals could inspire honor and self-sacrifice in both a privileged British gentleman and a poor Bulgarian schoolgirl.
That was Kristen Godsey of Bowdoin College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.